Blog Talk Radio.
The Juice Radio Show with J Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
check, 1, 2. Mic check, check. Mic check, 1, 2.
We're back on. All right, 832, we just appreciate you for holding on. You've been listening this whole time, so we wanted to welcome everybody back to the Juice Radio Show. 832-443, like, you are a soldier. You've been hanging on with us this whole time. I don't know where you're from, but, like, you are a true Juice fan, so appreciate you.
832, that's a Texas area code.
I know, right? So. Texas hangs with us, man.
They right under there, so.
Yeah.
They're a reason why I like Texas.
So, Texas, we appreciate you for listening on to the show. Man, you guys are just like, just the bomb, man. We just appreciate you. Once again, we have our guest in the building. It is 6:46, 46 minutes after the hour. Woo-hoo! And, of course, we have SMOS in the building. So, let's make some noise like they first got, man. We appreciate you guys for joining us here today. And, man, you know, we wanted just to dive right into, where are you guys? Where can we find you? What time and location and all that information?
Okay, well, we're in North Tulsa. We do our Beatmakers Club. That's what it's called, the Beatmakers Club.
Right.
Every Thursday. Okay. It started off being every fourth Monday, but it's been growing within the last 2 or 3 weeks. So now we're out there every week. We got about 5 producers, a couple of artists, and they come every week, and so we're having a blast, man.
Cool. So y'all got TVs, y'all got, like, keyboards, y'all got everything to make music, right?
Yeah, the whole point of it is there's a lot of free software on the internet, so we use that.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of the boys, they're like, yo, this is dope. Well, you can go home and do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I tell them about Apple or Pro Tools, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, but I'm telling them about the software they can get now.
Yeah,
it's free.
Free.
And so, yeah, we supposed to be making beats on, we got about five to seven areas.
Okay.
So, like, last Thursday, everyone grouped up. So it was like 5 guys working on one song. And I like that because everyone works as a team.
Yeah.
But it's enough there that people can break off and, like, yo, I got this idea. Let me,
build off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how can people get in contact with you guys?
We got a website, SpiritManOnSwole.com. We're on Facebook, SMOS Outreach.
Okay.
We're out there, man.
Okay. Yeah, Michelle, do you make beats? Like, do you be on the drum machine? Like, boom, doom, doom.
No. The best I could do is voiceovers or...
Voiceovers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or voice promos or whatever.
Yeah.
It gets me in the booth and to do that. That's as far as I go.
Yeah, I can do that.
Pretty good too.
So check this out. Y'all need to send y'all beats over here to us because, like, we need some beds, like,
really?
Some music beds.
We got that.
So, like, y'all send y'all music over here to us, like the ones that they produced, and, like, we can collab.
Yeah,
How about that?
I would love that, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So what do you guys see yourself in 5 years? Like, what do you want to do in 5 years?
Man, as far as ministry?
Yeah, what you doing now?
I actually see a school. I see, you know, in the area that we're in, I see having an entire music production to where we got guys like DJ Khaled and, you know, the big name guys coming down here to find talent as far as beats, you know, creating beats.
And yeah.
So I see it growing to that, you know, area. But another thing that we do and we're going to be doing this school year is we will be busing kids from McLean into our building during school hours.
Nice.
So I really see that growing to hitting different schools, Booker T in the house.
Yeah.
So that way we're able to get talent who otherwise wouldn't even been heard.
Yeah.
Because one thing I found out when you do after school,
mm-hmm.
a lot of parents really don't, some of them, a lot of parents sometimes don't support the kids. So if a young man wanted to come by and make some beats, well, he gonna have a ride.
Yeah.
You know, and so I figured we do it during school hours. We get kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to come.
For sure.
And we always have new kids, new talent. So
yeah.
That's why.
And another thing, on top of the Beatmakers Club, is we also do Bible classes, like discipleship classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do more of a whole person thing. So it's not, we're not just giving you
just beats.
Yeah, just
music,
beats. But
yeah.
we want to teach you how to use your gift and your talent
yeah.
for God's purpose and
yeah.
Just build your spirit, man.
Yeah.
That's kind
yeah.
of what our ministry name involves, is just looking at it as more aspects than just beat making.
Yeah.
But we're coming to like feed your spirit and just let you know like that God has a plan for you and that you do have gifts and talents and you
right.
can use those gifts and talents to do what you're passionate about and what you love. If that's music or entrepreneurship, whether you want to start another business,
mm-hmm.
doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But so as far as like what you talk about with the school, that would be definitely one of the things that would be in there is Bible classes and discipleship.
Right on, right on. So we appreciate you guys for joining us on the show. Let's give a round of applause for our crew here. We appreciate you. To all of our listeners, I'm sorry that we had technical difficulties, but it happens. But this won't be the last time that you guys are here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you guys got the juice now. All right, so we got some music right here. I asked the Juice. I was like, what song, what music? Y'all going to get some music ready for today?
I want
and
some
of course,
Nelly.
Yeah, Tickles was the first one. I'm going to play some Nelly. So I was just like,
let me
okay.
play my husband, Nelly.
Right, right.
That's so. Husband number 24.
Right, right.
Nelly will always be one in my heart.
Number one. Okay, right on. Well, we got some of that music right here.
He's not a rapper.
We got some of that music right here. So
it's
make
okay.
sure y'all keep it locked right here. Give us a call, 646-716-5525. We are the Juice Radio Show.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Yo, we about to start an epidemic with this one. Y'all know what this is.
Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If they call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If they call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white gold, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day, like Jay changed clothes. I might be grilled out nicely. In my white tee, on South Beach, in my white B, BBS studded. You can tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, you feel gleaming.
I got a drill, I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later some drops, jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say,
smile for me,
daddy. What you looking at?
Come on. Let me see your grill.
Let me see my what? Just your grill. Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill.
She said, smile for me, daddy.
Ooh, what you looking at?
I wanna see your grill.
Had a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold. You
hip, got them yellows, got them purples, got them reds.
Hey.
Life gon' hit it, make you woozy in your head.
Hey.
You can catch me in my two short drop. Mouth got colors like a fruit.
Yeah.
It's what it do when the loo ice grill. Cut your grandma where the hustles move bricks. And the gangsters bang hammers where I got them. You just spot them on the top and the bottom. Got a bill in my mouth like I'm Hillary Rodham. I ain't dissing nobody, but let's bring it to the light. Yeah, was the first with my mouth bright white. Yeah, ain't focused up the eyesight blurry. Dipping on some O's, you can see my mouth jury.
I got four different sets, it's a fabulous thing. One white, one yellow, like fabulous chain. And the other set is same, got my name in the mold.
And the whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Smile from the back, what you looking at? Let me see it clear.
Let you see my wine.
How'd you get your grill that way?
Huh?
And how much did you pay? Every time I see you, the first thing I want to say, hey, smile for me, girl.
What you
looking
at? Let me see your grill. Let you see my wife. Hey,
your grill. Your grill.
Smile for me,
girl. What you looking at? I'm gonna see your grill. You wanna see my wife? Yeah, your grill. Your grill. Your grill.
And a whole top diamond.
And the bottom rose gold. We are the Juice Radio Show. Right there is Nelly, her Thickums Bay right there.
My baby.
Her baby. Oh my God!
Okay,
did you say? Did you say the non-rapper?
Why are y'all always coming for somebody I like? Like first,
awesome,
do you
think? Like say one of Nelly's rhymes. Like say it, like the rhyme
don't
that you
do
like.
That.
Yeah, yeah. No,
no,
say it, say it, say it.
Don't
say
do
it.
That.
What? Down, down, baby.
We gonna raid his bar.
What? Bars. Bars. Come on, Nelly. Bars.
In fact, we'll look up some Nelly lyrics for you, man.
Yeah.
Nelly, the only artist I know who backup singers sing more than he does.
What?
Wow, that's.
But Nelly, we love you, man. We love you if you're listening. We love you, man.
No, y'all
we
don't love Nelly. Nelly.
Yeah, we love him, man. But it,
no,
yeah, we do. I'm just glad. I'm glad that he's done what he's done and he's done. Yeah. So yeah. But check this out, everybody. As I know them, there are many names, many brands that this team has, man. So y'all going to have to break it down for me. But let's just welcome our group here. We're going to say the Elder Sports. All right, everybody. Let's welcome Elder Sports, everybody.
Thank you.
It like got 15 names. I was like, I don't know what you want to call
the
you.
Warehouse.
Call you. The warehouse. Okay, the warehouse.
Yeah,
right on. So tell us a little bit about the warehouse, what you guys do and who you are.
Well, the warehouse is a basically family-run business.
Okay.
Me and my siblings, we're here today, and I'm also here with my parents and everything like that. And basically, the warehouse, we provide safe places for local teenagers to come and have fun and listen to music. We serve food and all that, and we charge admission. And basically, we have tied that into another clothing brand that we like to promote to people as well, which promotes sports, fitness, and anything in that area for all different types of people from all different types of backgrounds. So
okay.
It's basically a rundown of it.
Okay. So y'all look like y'all play sports. Are y'all into sports, football, basketball? What do y'all do? What's y'all?
Yes, we have a very deep sports background as far as our family and everything like that.
Okay.
And that's kind of where the sports clothing apparel kind of rooted from and everything like that. So we all are football mainly,
football.
Track. And we got two golfers right here,
golf.
Too.
Golf.
So they like to
really?
Friend
them. Okay.
Hey, y'all speaking of sports, hey, didn't you lose last week?
What, in basketball?
Wow.
I won, but the paper flew out the trash can, and it was right on the end.
No, it went in there.
But it was just a can in there, and it fell out.
No.
Y'all got it. I'm gonna show you
what
the video.
You know how when you're playing ball and you shoot and your shot go in and out.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Except it was with a paper ball and I don't know how. You
cheated, man. That was
literally
cheating.
You can redeem yourself.
I'm gonna redeem myself today.
I guess one of the warehouse people.
It's cool. So how did and why did y'all come up with the warehouse? Like, why did y'all do that?
Well, first we have an older brother. He wasn't able to make it today. He's at work, but he graduated high school, and he was like, why not just throw a party for fun just to give like a goodbye party for my friends.
Right.
And it was actually a really good turnout, and we were like, wow, we didn't really expect this many teenagers to be here. And so my dad just kind of mentioned to us one day, he's like, why don't y'all do that? There's nothing to do here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So why don't you give teenagers something to do? And so we just kind of started, and we had a first one, the second one, and every party we just got bigger and bigger. And we have over 40 different schools that make it to our parties over Oklahoma. So, we just grew really big. And
Now, how old are y'all?
18, 19, 16.
Okay, all right. So y'all y'all still in high school or graduated?
I just graduated.
Okay, what school? What school did y'all?
Sapulpa.
Sapulpa
High School.
Oh, y'all go to.
The way we have been pretty much successful. Why I think is because we also have moved around from a different schools in Oklahoma. Like we first started out at Union, so my first brother graduated, and we all went to Broken Arrow as well. So I think over the course of us from moving school to school, we've had to,
variety.
Yeah, we've had exposure to a lot of different friends that like doing a lot of different things.
So yeah, yeah, that's cool. Real. That's real, man. That's real. We got questions for the Jews.
They kind of ended mine.
All right. So, yeah, I know y'all be throwing the rays and everything. The rays be cracking. I ain't going to lie. They be lit.
Thank you.
Oh, you been to a party?
Josh be going to the rays. Ask Josh.
Josh, how are the rays, man?
We appreciate the support.
I've been to one rave.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun. It was really good.
Yeah?
I like it.
That's good.
I've been to one through Snapchat.
Snapchat. Okay.
Yeah, I always do on Snapchat. Like,
I've been through all of them through Snapchat.
Yeah. You ain't missed one. He didn't miss one on Snapchat. and so tell me this, like the parties, you know, that is one way for people to get together and to do something. But then, like, I understand the partying, but then what is it more that y'all are building for the community and for people to do? I mean, because like you said, all it is to do is pretty much watch TV, watch Netflix, and then maybe go over a friend's house or go to the Y. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot air balls in 2K.
Well, basically, what we try to do is we try to utilize everyone that we come in contact with.
Yeah.
If you know how to take pictures, if you know how to model, you know how to put on a shirt and sell a brand that we have created, we want you. We want to utilize you. And we also have the clothing. So when you have clothing, you need models. So we give the youth opportunities to come out and wear our stuff, promote it, and, you know, have affiliation with something important.
Yeah.
And we've also tried to incorporate different aspects along with the partying. We've been in one of the Martin Luther King Jr. parades a while ago, and we would walk out and we have a party bus that's decorating our gear and passing out free t-shirts and trying to let people know that yes, young black communities and young black entrepreneurs can thrive, and it's not just us, it's with our family. So we try to bring, like he said, everyone in that we can who wants to be able to learn how to do certain things, and we try to treat them like a family.
Right.
I'm going to add on to that.
Go ahead.
Like Caleb was saying, every kid wants a chance to be able to be in front of cameras and modeling, and but no one really knows where to start out. Like, where am I supposed to start? Where am I supposed to find, where can I get the opportunity to try out modeling? And so, like Cameron said earlier, we've been to a bunch of different schools and have a lot of variety of different friends and people that we meet. And so we take that chance to let our friends know, hey, we have an opportunity for you to be a model, start out somewhere. Because people never know where to start out.
Right,
so
right.
This is our chance to give them an opportunity to start out with that and build their portfolio. And also,
give them a look of where it starts.
Yeah.
Right. Because they think you got to be behind the big lights. They think you got to be skinny. They think you got to be 6 foot.
You got to start somewhere.
It's not all that. There's a lot that goes into modeling, right, and the image of it.
That's good.
Okay, so where do you guys see the warehouse in like the next 5 years?
That's a good question. Well, I think throughout the last few months, we've seen a lot of growth, and that's just within the aspect of us using social media and using through our parties. But recently we've found more and more opportunities to branch out into new places, like going to car shows or hosting concerts and upcoming, we do have a foam festival that's coming up.
Wow.
It's going to be during the day. And I know you guys have seen those parties where they have so much foam there.
Right.
And we want to make it like a festival for food trucks, and there's also going to be a 3v3 basketball tournament you can, all ages, anyone is welcome. And so 3v3 basketball tournament, whoever wins, that team gets a cash prize award. So I know y'all was talking about basketball.
Yes.
Maybe y'all can settle some disputes.
Yes, we can, and we will. They can't hear you.
I'm not hooping with you, Ramal.
You're not going to hoop?
You got that tattoo for a reason, Ramal.
Man, look, man. They talking about. I got
to.
Okay, look.
Hey,
pop that tattoo out. Show the tattoo.
So I got a tattoo that says airball.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
How you get that tattoo?
Okay, see, look, okay.
Let us know.
Why did y'all go this route, man?
Okay, look.
This, I'm going to break it down really quick for you, all right? So in high school, I was thinking in my mind, I was like, man, you know, everybody, my homeboys call me Airball Ramal, right? So in my mind, I was like, man, everybody be chanting my name, Airball. And I was like, yeah, okay, so I'm going to get a tattoo. And that was just a young, dumb mistake. So the moral of the story is never get tattoos because you got to live with it for the rest of your life.
Legit.
And eventually you got to work with the juice and they're going to talk about your tattoos for the rest of your life.
You need to get your son up here again. He was on y'all need to play 2K in front of us.
Oh, man. So look, let's take a look at the Big Baller Brand. You know, the Big Baller Brand, you know how what is it?
Ball
Brothers. Yeah. They pushing that
VO2
brand.
VO2 is $495.
Right. And
heavy. It's thick.
Yeah. I mean,
took just like 30 minutes to make.
Right.
Just about. 30 minutes to a couple hours. Mm.
But you think about it. They're making some money, though.
People buying them.
A lot of money. Yeah, they buying them. And the thing is that I think that's the new wave, is building your own brand, pushing it the right way, and you know, getting the funding that you need to do what you want to do, you know, to help those in the community. And that's how I kind of look at you guys, you know what I'm saying? Not to compare you guys, but I mean, you just see the wave of the brand, people building their own brands and them having a vision of his son playing on the Lakers.
Yeah,
he playing
and
on the
get, yeah, and get somebody like LeVar Ball on your team that's going to consistently talk.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
he definitely spoke it into existence.
He's outspoken for real. He said he was getting an "I told you so" hat for whenever they make the playoffs.
Yeah, hey man, he's
wearing it now.
Yeah, he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So like, building your own brand. Like, how did y'all come about like building that brand and starting? You know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody always they think it's just the warehouse and the lights on the warehouse, but initially, it was a brand that started out as Pink Toe Ink. Not many people know about Pink Toe Ink, but it's actually emphasized to the female being to wear those types of clothes. And then we have two other brands, which are Physique and Elder Sports.
Yeah.
Those are the companies that have allowed us to fund these parties, and the warehouse was created after. And so we were like, we're a company, we're a sports brand. What's our purpose?
Yeah.
What do? We try to make our purpose as many as possible. We try to do everything pretty much. Like we sponsor, we look for teams to sponsor to wear our clothing. We also do the modeling thing. We do parties. We actually are thinking of doing something with music and allowing young musicians to come and be affiliated of a sort type of label, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, we want to go in any direction as possible to give the youth an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so look at this. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk more with the warehouse. And we got some music right here. J Boogie, man. Who we got, brother?
Hit y'all with some 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. Okay. All right.
Hit you with the chain.
All right. So we're here with the warehouse. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about what they have. And then we also have our guest, Harold Coons, here from Channel 6 News, the sports newscaster, man. So keep it locked right here. We are the Juice Radio Show.
Call pandemonium. Pick up the paper custodian. This how Prince met Apollonia. Trying to fill up California Kings. Hydrocodone with the Visine. Master bedroom on the right wing. This a Philippe, not a Breitling. Could have sleep, she had pipe dreams. Yeah, this is the king of the trap. Yeah, I'm pulling straight out the hat. Yeah, everyone better take cover. Yeah, got rappers under attack. Oh, my daughters inherit arrogance. And they intelligent, that's a fact. Bought me a cop everywhere first. Already know it was black on black. I cover my scars with a tass on tass. You better bet back, right to tax attack. I pass you a joint, better pass it back. I went to my gun to pack some bags. Sent her to the store for some plastic bags. Sent her to the store for some rubber bands. I started business so easy. I thought it worked to your underhand. Underworld, underground, underline. I'm underdog and you undermine. This ain't no once upon a time. This really happened for real. Can't even trust our own government. Oh man, fuck all that humble shit. Man, fuck all that mumble shit.
We're alive. A lot of these tell me alive. Then I about to realize. And that's something I have to realize. Realize. I have to recognize it. They see me when they know they don't like it. I know they don't like it. Everybody love me but hate me in private. I had to recognize it. Yo, I went and copped the rhyme. I call it rock the wine. Johnson stopped applying. Man, I cannot keep trying. I left my shades in Atlanta, so I told my pilot to stop the plane. He was a you in the ear. She said she doing it there. She wanna sit in my chair, but she can never be my ear. Check, clear, Bible, swear. Fucking I go off. A side caliber with the cloth. The Wayne Carter of the North. The Wayne Raiders of the North. New dream house for mommy. Keep Kaya and Armani. Putting my nieces to college. This for Khalifa and Imani. Look at these things I put on. All of these things I'm good on. My own cool I stood on. That's why the next one I'm keeping my foot on. I've been winning 8 years consistently. At least respect it. Papoose wrote an Easter record. But I broke Aretha record. See, this is chess, not checkers. You cannot check the checkers. Did not play that Easter record? Nah, but I broke Aretha record. Realize a lot of these to realize. Then I'm about to realize. And that's something I have to realize. Realize. I had to recognize it. They see me when they know they don't like it. I know they don't like it. Everybody love me but hate me in private. I had to recognize it.
This is the Juice Radio Show right here. And of course we got the warehouse in the building with us, man. The whole crew, I mean, they do so much here in the community. And it's amazing what they do. And as a matter of fact, to our listeners on the phone, for those, for the person that is listening online right now or on your phone, the first person to press one, we are going to give you this prize. We have a t-shirt, and it's Think Pink. Is that the t-shirt prize that we have for them?
Pink Toe Ink.
Pink Toe Ink. So the first listener, the first caller that is on the line right now that presses number one, we will mail you this t-shirt. So we're just waiting on that caller that's listening. The 1-832. You really deserve it. All you got, all you guys got to do is just press one, and we will send this shirt to you. And I'm telling you, it's a great cause and things that are going on that are happening. And I think it's 504. That's Louisiana, right? Somebody's listening in Louisiana. So we appreciate you guys for listening. Real quick, man, can you tell everybody where you can be found? You know, your website. Whatever.
We have multiple websites. The first one I want to start out with is our Twitter. That's the warehouse brand, and it's at the warehouse, two T's, at the warehouse. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
W-A-R-E house. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
very
yeah.
simple. And then another, the main website, clothing website
okay.
that you can reach us by is eldersports.com.
Eldersports.com.
Eldersports.com. Our main yeah. motto is, you know, respect your elders.
Absolutely. So you guys got all kinds of wear for men and women.
Definitely. Yep, a variety for everybody.
Man, you have some really nice clothes here.
Appreciate it.
So do you guys sell them in a store or do you guys?
Right now we have an online website.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, we like to push a lot of our exposure and a lot of people show their interest through our social media.
All right.
Yeah, we have like online virtual shopping malls that you can go on. You don't even have to show up in a store. You can do it from your laptop. It's a Fiddle program. You create your avatar. You put your avatar inside of the clothing that we have. You do all the measurements of your body, and there you go. You got a shirt that fits you perfectly online. You didn't have to waste any gas or anything.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so you take a picture on your phone. You can set it up, timer. It takes a picture of your full body. It actually tells you your measurements. You
what?
Don't have to put it in. Yeah, it'll measure everything out for you,
Whoa.
How much you weigh,
yeah.
how tall you are, cool. and it'll actually... You can put your face on the avatar, or you can just choose like a random person on the app, and it'll put your face on the avatar and put the clothing on you, so you can see if you like it, how it looks on you, and try it on online before you actually order the t-shirt.
Oh man, y'all are really working, man. Y'all are putting a lot of work into it. And so, who are some of the people behind the scenes you want to give a quick shout out to?
Well, I actually told my model from this weekend that I would shout all of them out. I don't know their names specifically, each and every one of them.
Yeah.
But I want to shout out all the models that are going to come out this weekend. I hope you guys come out as well.
Yeah.
I want to shout those guys out. And I also want to shout the people that are actually doing this every day, which is Ron Elder and Bridget Elder. They are the basis of this, and they take every single second of their day to make this company strive. And they've been doing a great job at it.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, man. So, hey, we thank you guys for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having
us. It's a complete honor. And, of course, man, you know you guys got the juice. You guys are definitely family, man.
Sure.
So
it
won't be the last time you guys are on the show. But
thank
you guys for driving so many miles just to make it here.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, guys, we're going to take a picture with them. And, once again, we have some giveaways here. So, for the listener that presses one over online, then we will hook you up. I think we have a caller right here. All right. We got 918-565. What's going on? How are you?
Hello?
Hey, you good? Who is this?
My name's Diamond.
Diamond. Okay. Well, Diamond, you know what? You are the winner of the pink toe.
Pink toe ink.
All right. So let's give a round of applause for Diamond.
She's affiliated.
You are definitely affiliated. So let me get your information. I got to write your information down so that we make sure that we get you hooked up. So I'm going to write down your number right now, Diamond. And is there anything that you want to say to this crew here, a thank you or anything?
I just want to say thank you for letting me win. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yay. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
We appreciate you.
Yes. All right. So thank you, Diamond, for calling in. And what you got, Will?
Hey, I'll trade you my autograph for that T-shirt.
Will's autograph is worth millions. All right, so keep it locked right here. We are the Juice Radio Show. And, of course, coming up next, we're going to have Harold Koontz here from Channel 6 News. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about sports. We are the Juice Radio Show.
Pop a perky just to start up. Pop two cups of purple just to warm up.
Two cups, drink.
I heard you, she got that water.
Splash, drip, drip,
splash. Slippery, oh, excuse me, please me. I'm up, oh, believe me. Get beat, cause I'm flexing robberies. You can bet on me.
Hey,
tater tot. So my radar watch, watch you crack a die, hunter, turn them to some gator shots. I stop watch, round, round, 10 o'clock. Ride, round, damn, think it's 3 o'clock.
3,
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I'm gon' pop, if I don't, I'm back to the pots. I got rocks, big bells, big arms, summit gun. Come out and play, let's have fun. Big scales, fish scale, big weight, iceberg, ice tray, woo plug call, try the front, I don't need it, pocket strong, wrist anemic, strong, get freezing, yawn, pay your dealers, grandma, auntie Epic, auntie Nisa, Uncle Bo, auntie Greta, sir, you purchase, auntie Eva, if she got a pound, she might just serve it, pop a perky, just to start a pop. Got two cups of purple, just a woman took her drink. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, slippery. Excuse me, please me. I'm up, oh, believe me. Get beat, cause I'm flexing robberies. You can bet on me.
I'll say,
hey, slippery. She numbing me, that tongue on me. Honestly, I should. With me a wife to be, why in Italy,
Bought her a fur, look like the wildebeest. Just chill with me, she just no worry, it is a bill to me.
It ain't nothing.
I pull up Diablo, I pull up with models, I gave her her first police. We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries. I gave her some dollars, I could use her color, now she can't get over me. She wanna dose with me. Dope, just hop in the ghost with me. Rocky and Molly don't poop with nobody. Running your house with pumps in the shadows, your mama might be up inside it. Cars robotic, bad bitch with a body, but really don't care nothing about it. Capping and popping, I seen a little mazzi, I could have pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive. Pop, perky, just a starter. Pop, two cups of purple, just a woman. Two cups of drink. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, slippery. Oh, excuse me, please me. I'm up. Diamonds, I'm dripping, but not slipping. I threw a quarter, what the? But now I'm not tripping. Got it on forges, and now I'm not crippin'. I buy Ferraris like Jordans. I'm Mike and y'all Pippin. Hot chillin', just me and my millions. They all in they feelings. I spoil them like they chillin'. So persistent. If I want it, I go get it. I'm so slimy, grimy, shysty, but still shining. Rude and unkindly. Crew with no kind. Chop the top on college. I ain't with no nine. I'm in the room, but I don't promote violence.
Dead shot. AK, make your head rock. Red dot. Retro actor, dead stock. Stop. Lean on rocks. Perkins, Miley, Sanders, Rocks, Oxycontin, take off, I'm your mad dog,
take off.
Leg lock, leave key, I got unlocked the box, what's in that box, don't tell them they might show the cops, wristwatch, abnormal, so I flood the clock, money flop, panties drop, that's when the two pop, free my pop, John Wick, till they free us, the cops, they know I kick a lot, they don't know I keep a clueless. Ain't been no drought.
Where?
They think I've been sleep a lot. They think I'm dumb. They don't know I see the plot.
See,
that season nine.
Hey.
Just a starter. Pop, two cups of purple, just a woman.
Hey.
I heard you, she got that water. Splash.
Hey.
Slippery. Oh, excuse me, please me.
This is the Juice Radio Show right here, right there. All them guys, man, them fellas, man. Yeah.
Muti.
Yeah, yeah. You said what?
Who can't rap?
Who can't
rap? Migos can't rap?
They cannot rap.
They got their own flow. They got the way that they do it.
Let's not get on Nelly head.
Don't.
Oh.
You have no room to
jabs,
talk if you're talking
jabs,
with Nelly.
Jabs. Check this out. Hey, Little Big Shots, man. This is something that's going on here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the Tulsa edition of Little Big Shots, Sunday, July the 16th, 2017. Doors open at 5 p.m. Showtime is at 6 p.m. We are looking for all of the little kids out there that love to perform. It's going to be at the Greenwood Culture Center, 322 North Greenwood Avenue. Vendors are needed. If you need any more info, call 918-902-0381, all right? Tickets are sold at eventbrite.com. Also at Greenwood Cultural Center and Starship Records and Tapes. And, of course, they're looking for Little Big Shots. Everybody, let's take the time and the moment to welcome the amazing, the man.
Illustrious.
The man that just knows just sports, Mr. Harold Coons. Let's welcome him, everybody. What's
that's
going
such
on?
Such a kind introduction.
So
kind.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
We were talking about Migos earlier.
Yeah.
I have to say that clip with Joe Budden. See, they may not know.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Joe Budden was actually half decent 17 years ago.
Yeah.
So
he was.
A year that they may not know about called 2000.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the year I was
yeah.
born. That's the best
exactly,
year.
Yeah.
He was born in 2000.
Yeah, exactly.
I was born in 2000.
Yeah, so.
Crazy. I graduated in 2000.
I literally just turned 17 last Thursday. Like.
Crazy.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, no, because I was watching that, and there is so much packed into that minute clip that a lot of people under the age of 17 would never understand.
Yeah.
It's because, like, you got Joe Budden, like, he represents old school, but it's like, he's like my age.
Right,
it's like,
right,
it's like,
right.
We, it's like, when did like, mid-30s become old school?
Ramal,
come on,
Ramal. Really?
Repeat that,
when did
man.
When did that become
Ramal
old
upset.
School?
Man, come on, repeat that.
Ramal upset.
That's not old school, so I don't know what
that is not. Oh, thank you, Harold. Appreciate it, man.
Mom was upset.
And then the fact, and then the fact that Migos stood up, one dude tried to roll up his sleeves.
Yeah.
Quavo.
Like, what is going on? And then Julio Quavo. Jones in the background wondering what is going on.
Right.
That whole clip was outstanding.
It was.
That whole clip was outstanding. I mean, the problem was I went back to work and I had nobody to talk to it about. So I had to talk to my wife about it. But she was okay with it because she understood too because she was watching. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
It really was.
Anyway.
It really was.
I had to get that out there.
I'm glad.
Goes, it was great.
So you watch, it was great. You watch a lot of the current like hip hop news and other things like that. I mean,
everything except the Loving Hip Hop shows.
Yeah, you don't watch that.
But my dad likes them.
Really?
I don't know why. He's like 75 years old. He loves Loving Hip Hop Atlanta.
Wow.
Like he's always talking about Scrappy. That's my dude.
Scrappy. He like a little Scrappy.
Scrappy.
Yo, Pops be watching Love and Hip Hop.
And he's like, yeah, and his mom raps. I like his raps.
Mama D.
Like,
Mama
that's
D.
That's how you know he's old. Yeah. He's like, I like her raps.
Her raps.
Yeah. It's like when I was growing up as a kid and he would listen to Shaggy. And he would be like, I don't understand it, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
I love this. He's like, honey, your daddy, you got me red-handed. I'm like, what? I don't care. It sounds good.
Your daddy's cool, man. He's good people.
Yeah.
So, like, do you ever get tired of talking about sports? Like, ever?
Only when I go home.
Only when you go home?
Because I'm basically demanded and told not to talk about it. We don't even have cable at home.
You don't?
I just watch it on my computer. I don't need to. You know,
no
like the youthful generation here, you know, the cord cutting thing is,
Is
kind of, well, actually, I should say you should buy it just because I need people to watch TV because that means I get paid more because you watch more. But that being said, I understand if you want to check more to Facebook and the online apps and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
No, I know it's going to inevitably come up.
Yeah.
Like I can't go to the barbershop and be like, oh, sports dude, let's talk about.
Yeah,
let's go talk about the economy today.
Right,
no,
right. Yeah.
I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So somehow or another, the economy will get into what this NBA trade deadline is July 1st, and then all of a sudden you get into max deals and luxury taxes, and I'm supposed to explain all that. Like I'm an economist.
Right.
No.
Right. Yeah. So we have to, man. We have to dive into it. The latest news with Chris Paul going over to the Houston Rockets. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I was actually talking to Tulsa's basketball coach, Coach Frank Hayes, about it yesterday, actually. And what's basically happened in the NBA now is, like, now the Warriors won. Everybody's like, okay, basically, let's just get elite talent.
Yeah.
And then try to just put people around them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Houston's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, Daryl Morey, who's their GM, has basically just said, like, look, I didn't mind trading away half of my whole roster because it's like, look, we need superstars.
Yeah.
The superstars are going to win championships now. If we're going to play the Warriors, we need to have at least two elite players.
Yeah.
And then Chris Paul and James Harden, who are two smart players, can go out there and figure out how to win some basketball games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they did trade away Patrick Beverley. I don't think that was a good one.
Yeah.
He was a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He sure as heck frustrates the heck out of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
But,
so let me say this, because we have a diehard Cleveland Cavaliers fan here. And then we have a fan here. She just likes teams because she thinks
she likes
teams.
She
likes
the
players. Yeah.
My mom liked Reggie Miller growing up, so I mean.
Okay. All right.
That's why she cheered for the Pacers, even though she's probably going to point out where Indiana is.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about Cleveland, you know, and how they did not do too well this year.
Oh, wow. Who's your team, Lamar?
Mine is OKC.
Trisha Thompson was listening to the Kardashians too much. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking. No, what happened was they just played a superior team. It's not. Sometimes you don't need to explain. You just
oppressed.
Like you just look at the tape.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, one team's just scoring a lot more points.
Yeah.
So that's why Golden State basically beat Cleveland. It was a gentleman's draw because Cleveland won game four just because they should have won one game out of the series just for their efforts. They're too good of a team. But if your big three is Kevin Love, who sometimes is on, sometimes is off, Kyrie's great, and then LeBron is obviously outstanding. But then the Golden State Warriors have Kevin Durant, who's outstanding, Steph Curry, who's outstanding, Klay Thompson, who's outstanding, Draymond Green, who's one of the best defensive players in the league.
He won Defensive Player of the Year.
It's after that, it's like it doesn't matter what other person you put. And then you put Andre Iguodala around him, and you're like, oh, that's a stud five.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's on the bench.
Yeah.
All they need is just minutes to rest. But then even when they're on the bench, it's like as long as you get a rotation where you got two or three of your stars on the court at the same time,
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Highly upset. Will, how pressed are you right now?
I'm pretty upset right now because he came from my whole team before we even started. He said, y'all didn't do too well. Man.
But you watched the games, right?
I watched the games.
So when you watched the games, you didn't sit there and tell yourself at one point, like, wow, they just got too much.
I knew what the outcome was, but I'm not going to say we didn't play our hardest. I'm not going to say we didn't play good. We just played a better team.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, we score, and they just score more.
Well, whoever scores the most points at the
end. They won. I mean, I know they won.
It's okay. I mean,
so will you admit that the Warriors are a better team?
They're a super team. They were ranked number one in the best finals teams.
Well, here's how you can't say they're a super team just yet. It's because the Warriors drafted Draymond Green late in the first round. So they developed him into a star. They drafted Steph Curry. They developed him into a star. They got a system around it. They drafted Klay Thompson out of Washington State. They developed him into a star. The only thing they did that they hadn't done by themselves is just get Kevin Durant. But they took advantage of the big salary cap that came in last year because – the players' union wanted the money now instead of gradually taking it over 5 years. Therefore, every team could have got Kevin Durant, including the Thunder. And guess who didn't get him? The Thunder. And guess where and then Draymond somehow or another sneaked in, became friends with Kevin Durant, got him on the team, and the rest is history. So, honestly, you put all the blame on Kevin Durant. I put the blame on the system, and he just took advantage of it. Now,
I'm not putting the blame on Kevin Durant.
Would I have liked to see him in Oklahoma City just for the competitive standpoint? Absolutely. I wish he would have been there. It would have been a very, very, very competitive series just like it was last year.
I wanted to see him on the Spurs. I wanted KD to go to the Spurs.
Know that. Even though he would have fit in the system, I don't know he would have gone to San Antonio.
Yeah.
I think he's very happy in the Bay Area.
I bet he is.
Let's talk about how women watch sports. Some women watch sports because
they see them good-looking players on the court. Ain't that right, Pickles?
How do you explain sports to women? Like, is there a method or a way that you even teach your wife? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
let's hear from the female of the broadcast crew here. So go ahead.
I very much know what's going on the court.
Okay.
I know what's happening.
Okay.
I just think they look good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So can you tell me what a flagrant foul is?
No.
Okay.
What does flagrant mean?
I don't know.
So do you know sports? That's the question at hand.
I know enough to not be confused.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. That's all you need.
What about football? Do you understand football? Like, you can't see people's face in football. Do you understand football at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Tennis? Oh, that's too easy. I mean, just don't hit the ball out of bounds. That's basically it.
Pop.
Okay. So, who taught you about sports?
My brother. And then I got into sports myself.
Okay.
But I'm not really like a basketball, football type person.
Okay.
You guys know I'm the one-on-one.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys know.
So, Harold, how do you teach your wife sports?
Same way I explain guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't change it up at all?
Nope.
You don't try to sugarcoat it or nothing? You just give it straight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Well, because here's the thing. A lot of guys don't know a lot about sports.
That's true.
And probably know less than women. So
that's true.
I mean, it's just like, you know, like, it's like, well, that's a first down. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I've been around some people who didn't know what the yellow line was. And they thought it was like something permanently on the field. I explained that it was a first down line that was technologically created.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
And they don't know that. But honestly, if I was watching football for the first time, I'd wonder what it is too. So if you're watching it for the first time, then you just explain it to them like any other sport. I mean, now some sports are simple. Like, okay, soccer is the easiest sport to understand.
Yeah.
Like, here's a ball, put it in the goal.
Exactly.
Basketball is kind of the same way, just with some intricacies because of the lines and the fouls and everything.
Yeah.
But it's still the object of the game is this. You know, here's score more points than the opposition.
Absolutely. So you've been to a lot of different games, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite stadium? Like, I guess one of your favorite games that you've been to of all time?
College football.
College?
Tiger Stadium, Louisiana State University.
Hmm. So do you have a favorite sport?
Favorite sport, I played basketball for a bit, and I also played soccer. So basketball and soccer are my two favorites.
Pause right there. What position did you play in basketball?
I was shooting guard. I was 3-D. I was like, shoot the 3 and defend like a banshee. And sometimes that didn't work out too well. But in soccer, I was a midfielder.
So I need redemption today. We're going to play the basketball game today.
Ramal been waiting on.
I can beat Harold, and it's a shooting game that we play.
Oh no!
And we shoot towards a basketball. Well, not a basketball.
We
but
shoot
a, trash
a paper
can
ball into a trash can, and whoever makes it first.
Okay,
is a champion.
I'm down. I'm down.
I need to redeem myself.
You think you can beat him?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen Ramal's game yet. I don't have a scouting report. I have not played in a while, like because of my bad knees. I kind of retired from doing anything athletic related.
Outside
of just running and jogging and working out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, coach. All I need to tell you is his name is Airball Ramal for a reason. That's
well, I heard about that. You have a tattoo.
Hey, look at it, it's right there.
That's pretty
you
cool.
You got Papaw.
No matter every yes,
if you did it to the point where you had a whole
y'all bring.
We're gonna work it
Ramal
in there. We're gonna work it
like
in
like food. If we bring somebody to talk about food, y'all know you got a tattoo, huh?
Airball Papaw Ramal.
It does rhyme.
Y'all
not
good. Ramal. It got a ring.
Y'all
out
not
to
gonna add Papaw to it.
You might need to get.
Not gonna add Papaw to it.
Might need to get that as a tattoo too.
Listen, y'all not.
We
gonna
added
add Papaw to it.
He's doing the live. He's doing the live emojis. He's doing the live emojis
right
now.
Right. Add Papaw above. You know, he got the airball.
Oh,
Mike, you should get Pawpaw around your chest. Just Airball,
oh,
Pawpaw, Ramal.
We
just
need to
like
bring
that
somebody in with tattoo removal.
Oh, Airball, Pawpaw, Ramal. Because you can't show your chest to the guy. All right, yeah, Airball, Pawpaw, Ramal. Just right there. Just right here on your bicep.
Do you watch, like, you know, there are a lot of videos out there that have, like, highlight videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like to
mm-hmm
kind of, like, juke people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Break ankles. Do you watch highlight videos?
They're fun to watch for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then I usually have something else better to do, like, you know, work or something
yeah
of that nature.
Yeah.
But I do watch those. I was actually just watching right before I came in. Somebody found, unearthed, I should say, a John Wall high school kind of mixtape where, you know, he was just. I mean, it's amazing to watch people that are professionals now when they're in high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Exactly how good they were compared to, like, people who probably are, like, grown up to be, like, just regular working class people.
Right, right.
They are amazing to watch just how on another level they are. Like,
yeah.
I went to high school the same year, I graduated the same year that LeBron James graduated high school.
Really?
And he was one of the first introductions of, like, they used to kind of show the McDonald's All-American game
mm-hmm
on television, but LeBron James and his St. Vincent, St. Mary's team, that was like the first time they really showed like individual high school teams versus other individual high school teams on like ESPN or whatever. And it was for me and I, like the teammates I played with in high school, it was an event because
mm-hmm
we're just like, I can't believe guys that these are guys our age and that guy's 6'8" and already looks like a grown man
playing
against other kids who don't look necessarily like grown men, but look like they're at least college seniors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're just like, we actually look like high school kids.
Yeah.
And
kids.
You'd watch those kids, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
But I watch those, and then there's another guy, he always emulates those players. I can't remember, B-Dot, or I think it was
B-Dot, A-Dot.
B-Dot,
A-Dot.
My
man.
I watch him a lot. He's pretty on point with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he's good.
He does his research, too.
Well,
you know,
Will is our stats man of the crew.
Ooh.
Sports.
Why are you trying to put me out?
Are you good with stats, like player, individual stats for each player?
Oh, I have to be. I mean, Russell Westbrook's triple-double is a good example of that. You know, following that all year, 82 games, knowing how many games he had, more than 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, which, if I was explaining to my wife, that's a triple-double because she didn't know that when we went to the first Thunder game.
Okay.
But I explained it to her, and she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she got it.
Yeah, but you have to follow that. You have to follow averages. Like, a lot of things where if he – 10 games left in the season, if he were to get 81 assists, 56 more rebounds, and no points in the rest of the season, then he would have acquired the triple-double. So you knew what the averages were. And about two or three games before the season, he finally got that average. And then also, when it comes to college football, these guys, when they get for like Heisman trophies in college, I mean, they always
mm-hmm
look like 3,000 yards, 4,000 yards. And
yeah,
baseball is so big on stats,
on
stats. Like 500 home run club is huge. 2,000 RBI club, huge. I mean, they're bigger on stats than probably any other sport. So,
yeah,
you keep up with numbers, but places like Elias Sports Bureau, ESPN Stats and Information, they got some real nerds there that really keep up with that stuff. You just try to count on your head for locally.
So tell me this. Okay, so sports may be your favorite subject, I guess, you know, that you like to talk about. What is your next subject? Is it food? What else do you like to talk about?
I am a big Home and Garden television fan.
Really?
Yes. because I've really considered, you know, I've been in an apartment most of my life, but every time I watch HGTV, I'm like, man, that
looks
good. granite tops.
Yeah.
All right, I can get down with that. Pool in the background. All right.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm starting to sound like Denzel right now. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. but yeah, I see, you know, granite kitchen tops and what to do with a sink is like, oh man, that's a nice little fort.
Yeah.
So I'll just watch that a lot. It's like the one thing I can get to. And we'll just watch on like some clips on YouTube or whatever, like Love It or List It or Flip or Flop.
Mm-hmm.
I actually watch those shows.
What is your least favorite sport?
Least favorite sport? Squash.
What is squash?
Exactly. That's what's my least favorite sport.
I don't know what they do in squash.
No. Honestly, I like competition, to be honest with you. I'll watch table tennis.
Hey,
that's intense.
You like competition.
Yeah,
I like
those
that.
Like competition.
Yeah.
Like the winter sports.
Yeah.
Like they had curling on at like midnight.
I like curling.
And you just watch and you're like, oh,
yeah.
I guess USA is about to be Finland, so I'm all in.
Yeah. Do you know what curling is?
It is curling. Yeah. Y'all don't know what curling is?
Can you? Is there any way?
No. Basically, you take some huge stones on ice, and then people have brooms.
Push it.
And then you push the stone,
yeah.
And you're trying to get to like what's a bullseye on the other side, which is about maybe 100 yards away. And then you just brush. And then you don't brush because it slows down, it smooths the ice so it goes faster, and then roughs the ice up so it goes slower. And then the other team throws a stone too. And then it becomes like that bar game.
It's a shuffleboard.
Yeah, where you can knock the
other
stones out of the way.
Yeah, it's basically shuffleboard.
Yeah, shuffleboard.
Pretty
ice.
Much.
Yeah.
With big stones.
Yeah.
So you'll just watch and you're like, all right, I'll just watch because, I mean, it's like this, something's on the line here. It's a gold medal. So sure, I'm in.
Yeah. So yeah, and you'll always be employed because sports is going to be something forever. But you look at sports in Tulsa now, as far as high school sports, it's dwindling away, you know, with the Tulsa Public Schools and things like
that.
That's
a shame. The middle schools are about to consolidate. That's a shame.
Yeah.
But budget cuts are going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have your schools like, and I mean, I'm not trying to point anybody out here, but you have a school like Owosso, who just hired Bill Blankenship, who used to be the head coach at University of Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got another, they've got a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator. They got a defensive coordinator they just got from Texas.
Yeah.
To move up here to coach in Oklahoma. And everybody knows Texas is still in Oklahoma teachers like crazy if you follow the news recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, so it's a big problem, especially the TPS schools.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody's Broken Arrow. Not everybody can build million-dollar facilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, some schools in this area, like East Central and McLean, are barely lucky enough to have a gym / locker room or weight room. So it's a shame. And I mean, I don't mean to point anybody out, but it's true. It's a reality of the county that we're in right now. It's a reality of the state we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some are better off than others. And the ones that are not better off are completely out of the same league as some. You know, like Union plays in literally like a college basketball level arena.
Yeah, they do.
And then you look at East Central, who they both played each other. You go to their gym, and it looks like it was built in the 60s. And it's still there. But it's just the reality of they play each other. So it's unfair.
Man, that is kind of – I mean, it really is unfair. Man. And you – Pickles is like inside.
She is –
She's
really
laughing hard. Like, I don't know. Yes.
Is she? Are you
lucky to have a basketball team?
No.
Okay,
no.
Kind of funny. Then they had
no.
Prom in the basketball game. That was
just
so funny.
Oh, but by no means am I taking away from a team.
No.
Come out.
Because there's
pause.
Talent there.
Yeah.
There's talent there.
It was a little inside joke.
Yeah.
Pause.
It was really good because she was really laughing.
She was.
Really,
I heard what she said.
But I hear you. Clearly.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent at those
schools.
There's a lot of talent.
It really is.
I mean,
nobody's really.
McLean has a kid who's playing running back for Alabama right now.
Right. Right.
So.
She crying.
There's talent.
She is in tears.
I mean, the starting running back for Oklahoma State went to Booker T. Washington. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's talent there. It's just unfortunate. Yeah. Like, they get a lot better in college simply because it actually behooves them. It comes to their benefit because when they get to like a real college level style weight room program at Oklahoma State or Alabama, then they really get exposed to something and they grow much quicker and they get stronger and faster, so much quicker than some of these other guys who come from a system like a Union or Jinx or whatever, where they've already been in like a college level program and a college level diet program. So they come in there and they learn all these new tricks and they immediately grow and they get so much better. Actually, it kind of benefits them if they can get to that level.
Right, right. So tell me this. I mean, you move here to Tulsa. Where are you from?
Nashville.
So
Tennessee.
Pretty much anybody from Nashville plays instruments or sings.
Supposedly.
Do you sing at all?
I sing in the shower. Okay.
You play any instrument?
I did. Yeah. Actually, I played.
I knew it.
I played cello.
Cello.
Yeah, I was in the orchestra in high school.
Wow.
I was in the city orchestra, and then I actually played the orchestra in college for about 3 years. So,
interesting.
Yeah, and I switched over to bass after that. So.
Huh.
Yeah, it actually paid for a little bit of college, honestly, playing in the orchestra.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I like to joke around sometimes and say I played Division I college orchestra just because I got kind of a scholarship for it. So it made me feel more athletic than what I wasn't.
Yeah.
Right. D1 college orchestra.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the hardest part about your job?
Ooh, good question. That's the stuff we came here for.
Yeah.
I would say the hardest part of my job at the moment is just being persistent, being professional on a day-to-day basis, especially in a time like now where there's not a lot of sports going on.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, you know, make sure you have your stories ready. You know, story pitches are key. You know, make sure you keep your contacts within the community.
Yeah.
So they can give you something that you can present. Because being part of the news organization is to present the problems or anything that the community needs to be put out there in, of course, a fair way.
Yeah.
So you do that and try to promote that as much as possible. That way you get some information out there for the community.
Yeah.
Also, I would say that the other problem is you just got to work hard, because people don't realize that the television business in general is a very hard business to A, stay in, and then B, be successful in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've worked – well, to the point where, you know, I've had to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some things weren't given to me. Some things were. And I've been very thankful for it. But you get to a level where you're going to get frustrated. And then, they put more and more things on you. And then and they give you 3 things to do, 4 things to do.
Yeah.
And you just got to complete them. And then hopefully you got to find people that like you, because it's a very subjective business. I've been offered jobs in other cities before, and I've been rejected simply because of the color of my skin.
Yeah.
Because it's a subjective business.
Yeah.
I've been, rejected for jobs simply because I was a male and they were looking for a female on television. So you got to be patient and you got to be understanding, but you got to kind of bottle it in and do your job and do the job the best of your ability. Because if you just take one day off, We're also in the business of competition, too, because, we work at Channel 6, but at the same time, even though we're mostly friends in this market, like, everybody's pretty much gets along in this market, but you still compete with, to the on-air viewer, you're still competing with viewerships for people like the other stations in town.
Yeah.
So you're still battling for viewers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So everybody still might have a preference if they watch one, and they might have a preference if they watch us, but then the next day it could be vice versa if, like, we just take one day off and we don't put our effort in and just kind of just, drag ourselves to the finish line. So you really have to stay persistent. So that it's a much more difficult business than what you see on television.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get it right, then you can reap the rewards.
So check this out. We have a call in 918-313. You are on the air. What's going on? How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you today, sir?
Doing great. Doing great.
Right, you got a question for Mr. Harold Coates here today?
Well, it's actually I was sent your information and I was put in the queue. I wanted to speak on some things in regard to our modeling school here in Tulsa, and I wanted to know whether or not that you would like to have that information.
Sure. Yes, I think the best thing to do, if you can hold on the line, I'm going to get your information, and we are actually going to interview you next week and talk a little bit more about. Yeah. So if you could hold on the line, we'll connect with you just before the show is over, okay?
Not a problem. I'll hold.
All right. So, Harold, do you ever get it to a point in time where people, they talk sports, but then talking sports can be real passionate at times? You know, some people are real passionate.
They
about
have shows for that, too.
Yeah.
And those guys make millions of money for doing it.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Let's continue. I've met them.
You met them?
Yeah.
I've met
Stephen A. Smith 3 times.
Oh, nice.
Every time he looks like he's about to fall asleep.
Tell us, who were some of the famous people that you met? Some of the football, basketball players?
Oh, God. Players or just people? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she worries about.
Oh, she's very interested. Anybody who's played for the Thunder, that's a given. So Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, all those guys. Even though Russell Westbrook, he's a little iffy on the edges some days. He's a nice guy.
He's actually a really nice guy.
Yeah. You just got to kind of get him away. You got to kind of get him away from the court where he becomes a nice dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. Football. Let's see. Most famous player for football. That's a good one. I got to think back. Ray Lewis, probably.
Ray Lewis.
Probably the most famous football player.
Okay. I think I saw a picture with Barry Sanders.
Yep. Barry Sanders. I mean, Ray Lewis was just kind of like speaking. He always speaks like he's a minister.
Yeah.
And he's very scary.
Really?
Yeah. He's a large and very muscular human being.
Yeah.
He looks like he'll take your head off.
He'll look like a bear.
And especially somebody like me. You know, I'm like 5'11", 200, but he makes me look like a dwarf.
Yeah.
So, no offense to dwarfs.
Have you ever thought about doing comedy at any point in time? Because you have that slight edge of...
You know, some people have said I have the, like, kind of a trail off type of comedy.
Yeah.
Where, like, I'll just say something and then be like, actually, no. I actually do that a lot in my sportscast, too.
Yeah.
Which you can watch, by the way, shameless plug.
Yes.
Fridays, like Saturdays, and Sundays. Friday at 6 and 10, Saturday 6 and 10, Sunday 5:30 and 9 o'clock. Also, during the fall, it's also Wednesdays and Thursday nights.
Nice.
And I'll be in a coat and tie, and I'll have a smile on.
Yeah.
And then when the light come off, I'll have a frown.
And you don't have too many enemies out there, man. I'm being in sports. I mean, other than competitive enemies out there as far as just sports, but nobody really dislikes the sports guy.
No, actually, some people say they like the sports part because that's like the good news.
Yeah.
I mean, now, granted, a given day, if you have like...
If
they lose or like something like Joe Mixon's situation happens, then that's a little different.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, like, for instance, last year, July 4th, we were talking about Kevin Durant leaving for the Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wanted to watch that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, at least here, I didn't care. I got paid. My check came in the same way. So it didn't really matter much to me.
Yeah.
But, it was like, hey, he's a grown man. He can make his own decision. But, there's days where, you know, like, you try to drag in. And then there's other days where you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a Saturday and it's a Sunday where I got, like, if it's Sunday and I got, like, Cowboys-Giants, like, a good game, and then Saturday it's, like, two top 10 teams, I'm pumped. And then there's other weeks where, like, Kansas is playing football against Oklahoma State, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, here's the results. Now, let's move on to next week when they play somebody serious.
So let's go down the list of your favorites, okay? NBA team.
Oh, personal favorite?
Yeah, your personal favorite.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
I don't have personal favorites anymore because I'm part of the media, so I'm trying to stay neutral.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay.
Unbiased.
Okay.
Yeah, unbiased.
Okay.
But I will say this. Growing up as a child, obviously I have love for the national teams, so the Titans and the Predators.
Okay.
And the Predators lost in the Stanley Cup. I'm over it now. Not really. And the Titans are mediocre or terrible every year, but I think things are looking up.
Yeah.
For the hometown team. That's why I always refer to them as the hometown team.
Hometown team.
I had a big thing on Randall Cunningham as a kid, as a quarterback. I just loved it. He played for the Eagles and the Vikings. And, you know, I loved Randall Cunningham as a kid. Actually kind of made me an Eagles. I always kind of followed the Eagles because of that. And then baseball, even though they're terrible right now, the Philadelphia Phillies, they're last place.
Philadelphia.
The entire,
yes.
They're last place in the entire
–
entire league, but I have much love for Philadelphia. I think it's a great city, great American city. And basketball, this is funny. So growing up, I was kind of like Charlotte, the Hornets, because they're close.
Yeah.
But it's the original Charlotte Hornets, which then became the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, actually, it was the Charlotte Hornets that became the Oklahoma City Hornets for a bit.
Yeah.
Which went back to New Orleans.
I remember
that. The Pelicans.
I remember that.
Because the Charlotte became the Bobcats, and then.
Yeah.
Now the Hornets. So the original incarnation of the Charlotte Hornets. I don't know, because I was a short kid, so I like watching Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, yeah.
And Muggsy Bogues was great. So yeah. I love watching Muggsy. And I was like, all right, Charlotte, even though they didn't really win much. And there's that guy named Jordan that kind of won everything back then. So.
Well,
absolutely, man. So it's a complete honor to have you here to talk sports, man. I would have figured the guy that just loves to talk sports for like 15, 30 minutes straight would have had would have been going at it right now.
I thought I was
going
to start an argument, huh? That's what you wanted.
That's what I was looking for.
He wanted me to argue with the person who does that for a living, huh?
Given what the crowd wants, I mean, you want to argue about a topic? Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Let's go.
She need ammunition on me. That's what she wants.
You can be Molly Queerum on First Take is like not as good as Kerry Champion, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, but you can be the Molly Queerum. And then you can be Max Kellerman or Stephen A. Smith.
No, I'll be Stephen A. because I get attitude.
Well, then I'll be Max Kellerman. I have nothing wrong with that. I'm a boxing aficionado
myself.
I like
the better on sports.
I like boxing myself with Max Kellerman. So you bring us the topic, and we'll debate.
And go.
And ding.
And I don't have one.
Just anything on your mind.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be sports related. Go for it.
Okay, you got one? Give him something about Cleveland.
No, I don't have anything about that. I want to go back to the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your thoughts on that, please?
My thoughts on Mayweather and Pacquiao?
Mm-hmm.
It was boring. Everybody should have known what happened. Mayweather was going to win 50 times over.
Mm. I don't think he should have won.
You don't think he was going to win, though.
Mayweather's not that good to me.
He's arguably the best, though. He's not visually appealing. His style of fighting is not visually appealing. He does what he has to do to win a boxing match, which is outpoint the other guy. Right. Therefore, that means if he plays better defense and avoids every punch that another person throws, he tires him out, gets a couple quick jabs in, gets a couple quick uppercuts in, and he's good to go. He just cares about outpointing somebody per round. The upcoming fight that everybody talks about with Conor McGregor, I think that is – well, first off, it's a sideshow because – you can't have a guy 49-0 fighting a guy that's 0-0.
Yeah,
that's just that
0-0.
But if you're gonna if you told me today, if I went to Ramal or one of you guys, you said I have a contract for you, you're not a professional fighter, mm-hmm. you don't even have amateur fighting. Mm-hmm. I haven't even fought in an octagon. But if you're gonna put there a contract and say here's a $100 million, I'm gonna need you to fight one of the greatest fighters of all time. Not only would I sign, I would take off my pants, put on some shorts if anybody's around here, and start running some laps and getting ready for the fight because I'm getting $100 million.
Right.
And at that point, heck, I might just show up out of shape and just stand in the ring and be like, put my two fists up and be like, okay, I got $100
million.
I care.
That's $100 million.
Like, you can throw the softest punch. I'm going to fall. So it's over.
So it's not out of the first 15 seconds.
I signed a contract for $100 million guaranteed, and if I don't get my $100 million in either one settlement or – exactly. I would sue.
Yeah.
So that's why. I think that's why it's done. I mean, like, McGregor has a new kid. He's going to be taking care of his family's. So, and Mayweather's already good enough with money. I mean, he's got his own production team and everything.
Yeah,
he's putting on fights before the fight.
with boxers
under his own promotion. So,
like, during that fight, he has other people fighting.
Well, no, weeks beforehand.
Weeks beforehand.
Yeah, just like Oscar De La Hoya puts on his own fights.
Yeah.
So, but... it's boxing is money, and the UFC at least does a half decent job of putting everybody under the same umbrella.
Uh-huh.
So they all kind of have to fight. The best two are going to have to fight eventually.
Right.
Whereas boxing is, there's so many different promoters and so many different like HBO and Showtime have different contracts. So you're going to have different boxers going to fight different. Like everybody, there's WBC, there's IBF, there's ring, there's lineal, mm-hmm. there's WBO. Like there's too many belts.
Yeah.
So you're never going to determine a winner. I mean, Mayweather fought Pacquiao.
Yeah.
When he fought him, first off, they were 3 years past their prime. Mm-hmm. Mayweather lost his punching power. Pacquiao hadn't lost his punching power, but Mayweather still has his defenses.
Yeah.
And therefore that's why he won the fight. And it seemed very boring simply because nobody really had watched him to that point from a mainstream audience.
That's true.
They knew Mayweather.
Yeah.
But all they knew about Mayweather was a lot of the off-the-ring stuff with all of his scandals, what have you.
Yeah.
But in terms of in the ring, as a pure fighter, that's what he does to box.
Yeah.
And he's a boxer.
What do you mean?
He's a tactician. He's a tactician. It's called the sweet science for a reason. He's more of the science part.
Yeah.
He's not the knockout artist. He's the scientist in the ring. He's the tactician. Yeah. He thinks. He ducks. He dives.
Yeah.
You know, he gets there. He throws his punches. He lands more punches than the other opponent. He wins.
Yeah.
That's how he drives. That's how he does things.
That's true. That's true. That's true. All right, man. So Harold, again, man, we thank you. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I mean, taking your time out of your day, man. You could be spending it at home with your wife cooking some amazing, elaborate meal.
Cooking up the...
I need to start watching Food Network to cook a little more elaborate. Yeah, elaborate.
So at what time do you go into, like, your job? Like,
would you be a day-to-day schedule?
Yeah, would you be at work right now?
Yeah, tonight. But I actually worked an earlier shift today.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, just for you guys.
See?
Just for you guys.
Like, he changed his schedule just to come in here for
just
us.
Just to come for us.
Man, just so I could argue with him about LeBron James.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to see
you.
Man,
yeah.
She upset.
Well, I was...
I didn't even come in my Cavaliers gear today either. I was today just wasn't...
I could do like a Stephen A. Smith impression.
Oh, you got an impression.
So, okay. So you know how he's been very angry about the New York Knicks recently and how that Phil Jackson thing. So Stephen A. Smith, he always kind of starts as like, so somebody asked me something about like, so your thoughts on Phil Jackson. So go for it.
Oh, Phil? I was hoping he was going to say somebody, because he like, yeah.
No, just ask the question. Like,
what are your
thoughts
about
Phil
Jackson?
Thank you, madam. Okay. So,
I got confused. I didn't know if he wanted me to be Stephen or not.
Okay.
You know what?
It's like, I got to say, It's a situation where if you're a New York Knicks fan, this is just one of the most depressing days in the history of New York basketball. Because I played at the Big House Games at Winston-Salem State University, and you were telling me in the fourth quarter of the games that you got Phil Jackson trying to trade away Kristaps Porzingis, the greatest rabbit, and then just I'm not going to do that because there's red and yellow lines. I'm sure the poor technician who has to do his audio is twisting down to like -56
decibels. Up and down.
Just so he goes up and he just escalates to the point where he's like, oh my gosh, this poor guy.
Oh,
he's about
man.
To have a heart attack on air,
man,
because of the New York Knickerbockers.
Man, so again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're going to end it right there. Hey, thank you to all of our listeners that joined us on the show. We are so appreciative of you listening to the show. And, man, we have a ball game that we got to play here now. I have to redeem. I got to get this W, especially
all right, let's go.
Versus my guy Harold here, man. I know, you know,
he's been waiting on this a whole week.
I've been waiting, man.
He's been sleeping on this.
Harold, I gotta redeem myself.
Okay,
man.
Let's go.
So we got some music right here. Hey, thank you guys. Check us out next Thursday. We have some amazing guests. 646-716-5525. Press 1 to go live. Hey, we appreciate you guys. You enjoy your week and of course the 4th of July. So have a good one, all right? We are the Juice Radio Show. We'll see y'all next week.
I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance. I just want a rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance.
I'm going to call you.
All I ever wanted was a
yes, I got your number. I'm gonna call.
Now your chick all on me. Now your chick all on me. My rollie don't tick tock, it just glide. Keep staring at it and you might go blind. I be moving clean, I don't even try. All I see is I spy. Yeah, that way. I need that moolah by Tuesday. Yeah, that way. I low key feel like feng shui. I just now got started. Got views, I'm popping. My diamonds gone retarded. Your girl on deck is a party. I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Have you looking at it, put you in a trance. I just wanna rollie, rollie, rollie with a dapper ranch. I already got some designer to hold on my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. You in a trance. Yeah. All I ever wanted was a rollie, rollie. Yeah.
selling tubbies, ayy.